Hello and welcome to an all-new episode of Love My Poland. It is January the 19th, 2020, and as you can see on the tree behind me and around, not a single drop of snow. We haven't had any snow this year. I think this is the first time all my years living in Poland, we've gotten to almost January, the end of January, with no snow in this region. Fortunately though, there is lots of snow in the mountains. We've just come back from our one-week ski trip, our feria trip, and we did some great skiing down there. And while I was skiing, I heard so many good expressions that I've heard before, but I thought, you know, I was inspired to make this video today on these expressions. Some of my favorite winter and ski-themed expressions I want to share with you. It's all coming up right after this. So I'm going to share 8 of my favorite expressions with you today, and the first few have to do with skiing and winter sports. And I think the first expression everyone needs to know if they come here, if you've never heard it before, is an expression called białe szaleństwo. Białe szaleństwo, which really means white craze or white craziness, the madness of white snow and things that you can do. It's like winter sports and winter activity, maybe skiing. So when you hear that on the radio, I hear it very often on TV and the radio, białe szaleństwo, it has to do with winter sports and skiing. Great expression. You hear it very often here. The second one has to do with my children. You know, as a father, there is nothing that makes me prouder than seeing them gain confidence in whatever it is they're learning how to do, whether it's a foreign language or if it's learning how to swim or skiing. And both of my children are becoming better and better skiers, but specifically my middle son, David, this ski trip made huge strides in his skiing ability. We started him off the first few days on the bunny hill or the bunny slope. And I just love how the Poles translate this one. There's nothing to do with bunnies here. They call it Oszla Łączka, which would be like a donkey meadow. I just love that. Donkey meadow, Oszla Łączka, bunny hill or the bunny slope. Super Poland. The third one's a great one. You know, this year I bought my own ski poles. I've been renting them for years and years. I thought, it's time I have something of my own. I haven't bought my own skis yet. I have my boots and I have my poles. This one's really not anything special in terms of the way poles translate it, but it's a really catchy word. I love the word kiki. These are called kiki in Polish. Sounds like a name of a funny girl or something. Kiki. Yeah, so when we go skiing in Poland, we take our kiki, we ski with our kiki. Number 4, I don't know how I would take my family anywhere without extra baggage on top of my car. We bought one of these sleek, aerodynamic plastic boxes that goes on top of your car. Listen to how Poles call this box, colloquially or in slang. They call it trumna, which would be like a coffin or a casket. When you think about it, it kind of looks like that. It makes a lot of sense, but I've never heard it back in the USA called a casket or a coffin. Maybe it exists out there, I have no idea, but I just love that. Luggage box, coffin. Okay, now for the next 4, I'd like to change it up just a little bit. 5, 6, 7, and 8 are going to be more everyday expressions or maybe idiomatic expressions you'll hear living in Poland concerning the winter or their cold months. Let's start with number 5. We all know in English that when you're walking on thin ice, you're putting yourself into a situation that's dangerous for you. It's a risky situation, and I love how it is in Polish. This is one of the first idioms I ever learned. Stąpać po kruchym lodzie. Which is essentially the same thing. The difference is instead of saying thin ice, they say brittle or delicate or easily breakable ice. Kruche. Stąpać po kruchym lodzie. To walk on easily breakable ice. And before anybody writes it in the comments section, you also have the exact same idiom. Stąpać po cienkim lodzie, which would be thin ice. Anyway, I love it regardless. Number 6, listen to this one. In English, we say, it's all downhill from here. It's all smooth sailing at this point. The hardest part's been done, now it's the easy part. In Polish, they say, z górki na pazurki, which would literally translate to, going downhill on your nails or your claws. Great expression. When you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. Z górki na pazurki. Great. If it's really cold outside, you may hear a Polish person step outside and say, I've heard it many, many times, whoa, jest zimno jak w psiarni. Psiarnia is like a dog kennel or a doggery. It's a place for breeding and keeping dogs. And in medieval times in Poland, every building would be heated, but this dog kennel, this dog area, wouldn't be heated. So this would be the coldest area of the building or of the facility. And they say it even now today, I've heard it many times. Jest zimno jak w psiarni. Super expression. Number 8, another way that Poles will express that it's really cold outside, is they'll say zimno jak diabli. Zimno jak diabli. It's as cold as devils outside. When I heard that the first time, I scratched my head. I thought, how can something associated with the devil be cold? The devil comes from hell. It's scorching hot, lakes of fire down there. What in the world? Zimno jak diabli? But I think what you're trying to say, Polish people, and write in the comment section if I'm wrong, I know you will, is that it's scary cold outside, right? It's scary cold. Zimno jak diabli. Anyway, love the expression. Love all these expressions. I'm sure there are plenty more that I've missed. If there are any other great expressions, put it in the comment section so I can learn it and my followers can learn it, my subscribers. We all love learning on this channel, right? It's a little bit about learning more about Poland and loving Poland. Anyhow, thank you for watching today. It is, pray for some snow to come. We need some snow. It's winter time. What is winter without snow? If you have not become a subscriber yet to my channel, I want you to do so. Click the button right here on these ski poles so you don't miss out on the future episodes that are on the way. I wish you a pleasant day. I look forward to your comments. Thank you. See you in the next episode.